Welcome to the Marketing Agility Podcast, where we discuss all things related to the growing field of agile marketing. This podcast is produced by the Agile Marketing Alliance so that we can learn, share, and grow together. I'm Melissa Reeve, and I'm here today with Jim Ewell. We'll be your host for today's episode. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Brandy Fuller, VP of Commercial Excellence, Taylor Gim, RTE for the Marketing Group, and Noah Thomas, Director of Marketing at Great Dane. They'll share their story of how day-to-day marketing activities squeezed out special project work and how they were able to use Agile and SAFe to turn that around. We're so excited to have the team on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you. We're excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
So, Brandy, can you introduce our listeners to Great Dane?
Yeah. So Great Dane is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial transportation equipment, which includes trailers and truck bodies. We're a 123-year-old company, so we have this storied history in the commercial trailer industry. But for people, for every day, like if you just think about being out on the highway, seeing all those big trucks pulling all those trailers up and down the interstate, those big white boxes that have that nice little Great Dane dog on the back door, that's us.
Great. Thanks for that. How did you get started with Great Dane? And what's your role?
So I'm the Vice President of Commercial Excellence for Great Dane, which means that I help lead the operations teams, the marketing teams, the brand team, and the digital experience team on the front end of the business. And I actually got started in the company 26 years ago and just started in the advertising department, worked my way through into marketing, and then have found my spot in operations, trying to help bring the company to the more modern age through the marketing, the digital, the branding, and the sales operations pieces.
How about you? What is your role at Great Dane?
So I am the program manager in the commercial excellence department at Great Dane. I have been with Great Dane for a little over 4 years now. I started in the marketing department as a marketing support specialist, and then I got into project management. And then when we started our agile transformation, I became a SAFe certified RTE.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hear more about your RTE role. It's something I don't hear of often in these transformations. And last but not least, we have Noah Thomas. Noah, tell us how you fit into this group.
Sure, yeah. So I report to Brandy. I'm the director of marketing. Within marketing, we have product marketing, we have content and creative, and then demand generation. And we are kind of the test case, the pilot to run with Agile within the Great Dane organization. And, you know, we're happy to talk about some of the results and work here today.
Great. Thanks so much.
Brandy, what motivated you to turn towards Agile as a solution for your marketing challenges? And just tell us a little bit about the history. Were there any false starts? And I'm particularly interested in what made you turn towards SAFe as a solution.
I guess it goes back several years. The marketing team within Great Dane is used throughout the organization to help other teams with their marketing needs. So we really have a pretty large workload. We act a lot like an in-house agency with a lot of customers. And we struggled to complete the new projects that would impact the business in a positive way because we were caught up in the whirlwind of maintenance of business and support tasks and the things that popped up every single day. I had spent a lot of time in the innovation space and training and learning about how to think differently, more creatively, and got introduced to Agile during that time period and had worked with some friends in different industries that used Agile. And so I started getting a lot of exposure to how Agile could allow us to focus better. So I started to think, what could we do with this that could impact how we work differently at Great Dane? Because there was always such a stress load on the teams to deal with the volume of work that we had coming. We saw Agile as this opportunity to visualize our work in a new way and make sure we were applying enough time and effort for all the meaningful work. We started to come under a little bit of pressure of what all marketing teams tend to face, right? Which is you're really a cost center to the organization and are viewed as a cost center to the organization. So I saw Agile as an opportunity for us to be able to also look at how we can define being a revenue contributor to the business, so that as markets ebbed and flowed, the pressure wasn't always on marketing to reduce and do more, to reduce the number of people that you have. It's, you know, quadruple the amount of work that you do. And, you know, it's interesting because we were also going through the digital transition at the same time. We had been a very traditional marketing team, but the digital world had come in such a way, and we were trying to learn what it meant to be online all the time. I think the biggest hurdle I had was I thought about this, I saw this, I was studying this, but the people around me weren't. And so trying to tell the story of where I thought we could go and get the team on board, that was a bit of an uphill climb.
Tell us a little bit more about the change management. How did you get them to buy in, both management and the team?
Yes, when you talk to management about the transition from cost center to revenue contributor, their ears perk up, right? If you can show us the ROI, we're interested in hearing that, right? So that was a bit of an encouragement for me to be able to take it to that next level. But when I brought it to the team, that was a very difficult piece. It took quite a bit to get my team on board. They just thought of it as another thing that they had to learn and do. They just did not want to look at doing something completely new because there was such a stress to also be digital. So there's just a lot of change all at once. We stumbled a lot out the gate, and it took us a long time. And then all of a sudden COVID hit, and then everything changed. Everything that we had been putting in place to try to get the transformation into this agile way of working was completely put on hold because we had to go into instant reaction work nonstop 24/7. We just instantly were shutting down in every location. So stopping to do sprints and PIs and PI planning and write briefs and things, it was like that. It just wasn't a possibility at the time. We got off track when we finally came out of COVID and we started to find normalcy again. We had new team members on board, and my management team were all willing to go with me. The second time around, we were like, how do we go about this a little bit differently? What do we really need? And we determined it needs to be more process oriented. And that was what drove us to SAFE and being able to find a resource like Springbok Consulting that could really take us through the SAFE methodology. We found that in the second go around, and I feel like it just took off like a rocket.
So thanks for that, Brandy. And I have a follow-on question, yeah, which is, we run into a lot of marketing teams that are a little bit allergic to process. When they go agile, it feels like maybe they're a little bit allergic to the process side of it, and they just want to pick and choose. So what had you leaning in to the process side?
That is a fantastic question, because you're absolutely right. As a team, we were allergic to process. Like, we would talk about process, but we were never heavy in paper documented process steps. What really kind of exposed it was when we started off, we had a little prototype team and we said, okay, let's look at what the challenge is. When we started measuring some things, we were spending 90% of our time on maintenance of business. And they were like, we don't have time to sit and do these projects. So we were not even able to give 10%, because you factor in all the distraction that comes with one-off tasks. And then all of a sudden they were just like, we don't have time to do these projects. And so we said, okay, that's our problem. Our maintenance of business is taking all of our time, and it's because we didn't have enough process orientation to it that we couldn't systematize and automate a lot of it. And that was what really drove us to the process side, because we said, if we can get the process piece in here, we can reduce the time spent on maintenance of business to be under 50%, so that we would have room to spend working on projects and actually be able to deliver on things that made an impact to the business.
That's so great. I mean, because it is so important to focus on that important stuff. Taylor, I have a question for you.
Sure.
It's unusual to see an RTE on a marketing team. Can you share how you got into that role and what you do to support the team as an RTE?
Yeah. When we were first testing SAFE with the small trial team that Brandy mentioned, I tried out the role of Scrum Master on that team. And then when we decided to implement Agile department-wide, there was a need for an overall orchestrator to keep all parts of the process flowing. So I became the program lead for the ART. So then through Springbok, I learned about the release train engineer role and certification, and it just seemed like the logical next step to take. So with lots of support from Noah and Brandy, I became a SAFE certified RTE in January of this year. So I am now the RTE for both our marketing and digital arts. So to talk about what I do in that role, I facilitate our art events such as PI planning, feature refinement, art sync, and inspect and adapt. I also work very closely with our Scrum Masters. I focus a ton on driving relentless improvement. And honestly, I spend quite a bit of time listening to feedback from the teams and leadership and figuring out ways of how to optimize the process and just really make it the best it can be. I'm also an Agile coach, and I'm constantly learning more about Agile and SAFE through trainings and conferences. I was lucky enough this year to attend the Business Agility Conference in the spring and then SAFE Summit in August. So really, as the RTE, I'm here to be a servant leader and support the teams and leadership in any way possible through this Agile journey.
All right. So we've got a great story cooking up here, right? We've got Brandy, who set the stage and helped us understand some of the big issues that the team was facing. Taylor, we heard how you are guiding the teams on a day-to-day basis in your RTE role. I think it's time for us to hear from you, Noah. You are on the front lines, and all this has been cooking for a little bit. How did your teams respond to this initiative?
Honestly, I think there was a little bit of skepticism at the beginning, but like Brandy was saying, when we ran initial pilot and everyone's saying we're spending 90% of our time on maintenance of business and task work, I mean, it's pretty obvious that something has to change. And when we think about how we define our work, I always like to use a kind of like a house analogy where, you know, a task is, you know, changing a light bulb, like has to be done. Light goes out, got to turn it on. Email needs to go out next week because Brandy says it needs to go out. We got to get that email out. Maintenance of business is more things that happen on a routine basis. So my house example, I always use like mowing the grass. You know, you have to do it. We put out a quarterly magazine. We know we have to get that magazine out every quarter, but there's things that we can do on the feature side of things now that we call enabler features where we can speed up that process or make improvements. And then the feature work, the really important things in the house analogy, or, you know, we're building a deck. Like we either know how to do that or we outsource it. We bring in other resources. But that's where we really want to spend the most of our time, because that's what adding value to our house. That's what's adding value to Great Dane as an organization. And so that's just one thing we use within the team to describe it. And when we realize we're spending 90% of our time mowing the grass and changing light bulbs, we got to make a change so we can focus on building those decks. And I think over time, we realized we didn't have all of the roles we needed in terms of attacking Agile. The group that I work with has been really flexible and open to course correct along the way. And we've continually seen improvement. Having that 90% number really gave us a benchmark to say, we want to get that down to 50%. So that we're spending 50% of our time on feature work, things that are meaningful to the business. And at the end of the day, we've invested in finding the right people to help us along the way. And then people internally have stepped up when we needed them, like Taylor becoming the release train engineer for the group. So over time, we saw almost immediate success in just being able to measure those numbers. And I think we're on our 7th PI now. And the last one, we saw those numbers almost in line of where we wanted to be in terms of getting there. So we've consistently seen improvement. And everyone's buying in now, I would say.
Yeah, nothing like success to build that momentum.
Yeah.
What's really surprised you? Well, like one thing that you weren't aiming for, that maybe you've discovered about yourself or the teams as a result of this initiative?
I think these processes and just the ceremonies that are involved have really increased the amount of trust and open communication we have among the team. So the retrospectives, we try to foster an environment where everyone can be open and honest in those. And I think we do a really good job in terms of addressing anything almost immediately, whether it's saying, we hear you, this is what we're going to do differently, or that's not something that we're going to get to right now, but we understand that's a concern. I think that has fostered a lot of trust within the team. And I think we've grown as a result of that.
Great. Thanks.
Taylor, my understanding is that your organization does Agile and SAFe fairly by the book. You know, you do all the pieces. You do capacity planning, retros, PI planning, et cetera. And I'm interested in that because many marketing organizations, they kind of pick and choose. It's sort of like, yeah, we do Agile, but we don't do retrospectives. Or we do SAFe, but we don't do PI planning, that sort of thing. What advantages do you see? And why was it important for you to adhere more closely to the book, as it were?
Yeah, so I think it really boils down to when you're doing something new, it's important to have a structure and a process there to guide you. What worked for us was just jumping in and trying out the framework as a whole and just honestly doing the best we can to start with. So we have had to make some adjustments there. But overall, we found that adhering to the processes and practices as closely as we can really gives us the most benefit. It allows the work to be as organized, transparent, and measurable as possible. The framework acts as our backbone, and it's really the reason Agile works for us. Another thing is, you know, the organization of the PI is very consistent, as Noah was saying, with ceremonies and practices. So it's very predictable. The team knows exactly what they can expect and when throughout the PI, which I think has been a huge comfort for them. And I like to think of it really as a symphony when the practices are all flowing the right way throughout the PI.
Well, that's great. Could you give us an example of something that you had to change or adapt to fit how Great Dane does business?
Yeah, I think just some of the ceremonies in general, like our art sync may look different than at other companies, just of who we include in the meetings and our feature refinements. A lot of those art level meetings, we have our business owner, PMs, POs, and Scrum Masters. And we really wanted to start with including all of those people just to get as many different opinions in there as we can. And then I think even PI planning, we do it by the book, but I think it looks a little different because we have a smaller team. We are going to start looking kind of more cross-functional. Right now, we have a separate PI planning for marketing and a separate one for digital. But as we progress in this journey, we really see how cross-functional this can be. And we plan on joining that PI planning to really work through dependencies. The two groups have much more in common than they may think. And it's going to be so beneficial planning out that work together. So I think it's just, again, adapting the process to how it needs to work for us based on the teams and skills that we have.
Jim, if I could just tack on to Taylor's comments there, just something I think is important for every team to consider as they take on a shift to being more an Agile team. When you want to take on a methodology like this, it's very difficult to think that you could just take pieces and parts and try to use it and then expect it to be successful. The right. process exists for a reason, right? It's a proven process. And so what I always try to remind myself, don't immediately try to take that process and carve it up into just the bits and pieces that you like, because that's going to have a tremendous impact on whether or not you have success. Like Taylor said, you adapt into what works best for your business. And if you do all the pieces and parts, you'll find at some point in the juncture, they make sense. And I think that's one of the best rewards.
I love that. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah. So back to Brandy, you and Noah, we get a lot of leaders who say they want to see the benefits of implementing Agile, but don't necessarily want to change the way they themselves work. How have you had to change the way that you've worked? Brandy, let's start with you and then we'll move on to Noah.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer that if you want to implement change, that as the leader, you have to be a part of that change. It's not something that you can enforce upon others, but not take upon yourself. So from a leader perspective, if you feel like Agile is something that you want to invest in because you feel like it's going to bring benefit to your business, It's not something that you just apply to a level of employees. It becomes an organizational DNA behavior. And so as a leader, I had to learn and understand the whole Agile process myself. And I had to understand the portfolio level. I had to understand the program level, understand the project level, and my role at the portfolio level. I had a role. I had to learn in the beginning writing epics. I had to learn, you know, how much information I needed to be able to provide to the teams to enable them. And then how much was too much information to provide to not overwhelm them. I had to make sure that I could provide the program team with enough insights that they could go and define what the work needed to be, and then also give them direction and guidance when they needed feedback on were we in alignment? Did they hit the mark? And so that they could then take stuff down to the execution teams and be able to explain it with confidence. And I have to participate. I have to be there at ceremonies. You got to be a part of it all because they're watching, they're seeing who's there and how important it is. Leadership plays a huge role in this. My boss comes to our ceremonies. He's a part of delivering the business situation when we kick things off. Lots of engagement, even at the inspect and adapts, to be able to take notes and give feedback from what we hear and see. And I know, Noah, you've got a whole different level of perspective as the business owner.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with all of that. You have to go into it with an open mind. You know, you have to be open to learning new processes and new techniques. You have to be in all the trainings with the team. As a business owner, it's not necessarily my responsibility to write features, but I felt like I needed to really get to that level and wrote a lot in the beginning just so I could get comfortable with that process. I know the program team works a lot with the product owner in terms of refining user stories and getting into that level. So I think we've all, you know, across the board tried to learn what every role does and what every role is responsible for and really put in the time in terms of the trainings that we have to make sure that we're continually refining our skills there and in the process.
That's great. Well, let's do a quick round robin. What guidance would each of you give to marketing teams that are just starting out with Agile? And Taylor, let's start with you.
So progress over perfection has been our mantra really throughout this transformation. You just have to start somewhere and then fine tune the process as you go along. If you wait until things feel absolutely perfect, you just will never get started. As a perfectionist by nature, this has been a really difficult but extremely important concept for me to grasp.
That's great. Brandy.
I think number one is don't be afraid of it. Marketing teams inherently drive change and we should be hyper comfortable with it. So don't be afraid to tackle it. It's a way to improve your organizational effectiveness. And when you provide credibility and improve to the organization for what you and your team can do, there's not much better reward. Patience is the most important thing. And that's probably harder for marketing teams because we're tend to be a little more impulsive because we have to be ready to change on a dime, right? It's always a constant improvement. And that's part of what it's all about is these iterative changes that get better and better and better over time.
That's great. Noah, bring us home.
Yeah, I think for me, you know, tacking on to what they said, it's not going to happen overnight. You have to put in the work to learn the techniques, the ceremonies, the processes. You have to trust your team, but you have to stick with the process. That being said, stick with the process, but within it, if you need to make a change, make that change quick. And I think that's the way you can improve over time.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Thank you so much, everyone, for sharing your stories with us. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, thanks so much. We were excited to be here, be a part of it.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening to our show today. Be sure to check out the show notes and more at agilemarketingalliance.com.